In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of a very unique saint. And of course, we don't really know too much about him. And some of the things that we do know about him, some claim, are totally legendary. But nevertheless, Saint Alexis, or Alexius, in Italian, Alessio, was the son of a Roman senator, and he was engaged and married to a beautiful young woman. This was in the middle of the end of the 4th century. And on the wedding night, both Saint Alessio and his bride decided that they would release each other from their marital obligations. Obviously something that doesn't happen very often, though it does happen, believe it or not. And Alessio then disappeared. And he went for 17 years, I believe it was, to the Middle East, where he lived in abject poverty. He who had been rich, as a beggar and as a hermit. And then on one occasion, the Blessed Mother, in front of others, revealed him to be a holy man of God. And of course, everybody then flocked to him. So Saint Alexis left and went back to Rome, where he ended up at his father's house as a beggar. And it was a good ruse because the father did not recognize him. 17 years had passed, and a horrible, difficult life that he had chosen to live had made Alexius look a lot older than he really was, so he had no idea that it was his son. So he gave him a job, a paltry job, and let him live in a little apartment underneath the staircase of the house. And there he lived for another 17 or 19 years. And the Blessed Mother appeared and demonstrated him again. He wanted to be humble and unknown, but the Blessed Mother did not. And you know, we don't do what we want, we do what God wants. And so the Blessed Mother revealed him to be the son of the senator and to be a holy man of God. And so everyone knew who he was. Nevertheless, he continued to live in poverty as a beggar, and not long after that, in the year 404, when still a young man, he died. And among the things that they discovered underneath the staircase in the apartment his father had let him live in, which was basically one room, they found his autobiography. And as such, they knew who he was. So Saint Alexis is now buried in a magnificent tomb in Rome, not too far from the Colosseum. And we have, of course, another one who's very similar to that, whose feast we celebrated already, Saint Joseph Benedict Labre, who himself also left everything and lived, and not in his case necessarily the life of a beggar, but the life of a lifelong pilgrim, going to all the shrines in Europe and ending up in Rome until his death. So this is a very, very special vocation, which not too many of us are called to share. But the things that the saints did are to be admired, but not emulated, not imitated. And so we look at him and we pray for him, and we do, of course, admire his humility and his love of poverty, which is not something easy to have. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.